I'm here to talk about some comic book shit, comic book movie shit. Oh man, just took a sip of refreshing beer. So if I pause, it's because I'm sipping on a beer. Oh, very tasty, man. But any fucking wise, let's talk about Suicide Squad. I'm late on this shit. We all know that James Gunn is doing it now and shit like that. And then we also heard that he now doing a Guardians 3 and shit. I'm not a huge, I don't get me wrong, I like the Guardians and Galaxy movies. They're cool, but I'm not the biggest fan of it, you know what I mean? I'm just not. It's too childish. It's like, not saying I'm too mature for it, but it's like it seems like it dedicates it to the kids more than the actual adults. My personal opinion. Like a kid who can relate to it more than an adult, you know what I mean? But let's talk about Suicide Squad 2. Let's talk about the first one and then this new one coming up. Let me think. What should I start with first? Okay, let me just start with the basics of the second one. James Gunn's doing it. He's announced what characters are going to be in it. We've announced so far what characters are coming back. You know what I mean? They said Idris Elba is no longer playing Deadshot. Okay, cool. Fuck it. No big deal. I would have been cool to see. Because now it's not. Because first they said it was a reboot, but now it's not. It doesn't sound like a reboot. It sounds like a fucking sequel. So I think that's why they're doing that now. He's playing a new character, maybe Bronze Tiger. Who knows? That's what I'm putting my money on. Because you know what I mean? Because chances he's going to be the lead. Because they said Harley Quinn's coming back, but who knows if it's going to be a big role or not. But either way, he's going to probably be like kind of how Will Smith was. You know what I mean? So shout out to black guys. They're fucking winning in Hollywood right now. Well, they're starting to win. But anyways, they said Boomerang's coming back. Cool. I like Boomerang. Ric Flag didn't give a shit about him, but I thought he did a good job as the character. What was his name? Joel Kinnaman. That schmuck. I think that's the only people they say, oh yeah, Amanda Waller. Of course, you know, Viola Davis is the shit, dude. Dude, Viola Davis get fucked. I'm sorry. She has some big tits, man. She's like has the right thickness. Fucking dark skinned women. Yeah. She could probably fuck. She probably been fucking for years. She's like 50. She's probably been fucking for years. She probably knows how to fuck, suck dick, fuck better than any 20-year-old woman. But shout out to her. Only thing I have against Harley Quinn coming back is like don't put her in those skimpy shorts. Not that I don't like skimpy shorts, but she had no ass, so it didn't look right on her. You know what I mean? So they said this schmuck announced that King Shark, Ratcatcher, don't know who, never heard of that character. Polka Dot Man, I've heard of Polka Dot Man, but that's like one of those characters that you would never think would ever be in a movie. And then you have the Peacemaker, and supposedly John Cena is going to be playing Peacemaker. From what I heard about, like, Peacemaker, he's like some guy who kills people for peace. Because in it, to me, that just sounds retarded. I'm not too enthused for that character, nor the Polka Dot Man. Like, it sounds retarded for them too. But Ratcatcher, okay, I can understand because it's a character that it's kind of like a sewer dweller, and he has rats, and he leaves the rats to do shit for him. Like, I can see something like that being cool. You know what I mean? That seems cool. That character, you know what I mean? Like, have a scene where like he straps bombs to the rats and blows shit up with it. That'd be dope to see, but it's not going to be rated R, so probably not. I don't know. It might not be rated R. King Shark, cool. Only thing about like King Shark, just say my same complaint about fucking Killer Croc, cause like, come on, you had a scene where Killer Croc bit a guy in the movie in the water, but you did not see any blood in the water, so it looked stupid. You know what I mean? I think that was one of the reasons why people didn't like the first film. One of the reasons, there was several, but one. So right now I'm not sure. I'm not going to judge it because I haven't seen the script. I haven't seen a trailer. It just does not sound like something that I would be enthused, like be happy to see or like be excited for as of now. Supposedly they're going to the Middle East and like I don't know, like sounds like a good setting, you know what I mean? Place for them to go, the Suicide Squad, because that whole Enchantress shit in the first movie was retarded. Let's talk about the first movie now. The trailer had me just fucking going ape shit. I wouldn't shut up about it, and the movie turned out to be not that great. It just wasn't. There was a lot of things that I hated about the movie. One thing I will say I liked about the movie is I liked the look it had. Like, I like how they dressed them up. Like, I liked how, you know what I mean, like the first is Slipknot. He's like a character with like ropes, uses ropes. But if you look at his costume in the comic books, it looks ridiculous. You know what I mean? But in the movie, it's like, okay, he's like a mountain climber type guy. You know what I mean? He has like a, you know what I mean, like a harpoon gun that shoots, and so he can, you know what I mean, he chokes people, even though he did that in the comics. But I got the look, like how he made it look good in real life, his costume. You know, just like how El Diablo, they made him a cholo, you know what I mean? Basically, oh shit. You know what I mean? That was pretty cool to do. You know what I mean? Just like how Deadshot looked good. Only thing I hated about Deadshot, what sucked about with Deadshot was, is that he didn't wear the mask enough times in the movie. Like, the fucking mask is iconic. Like, come on, man. Put that on a little bit more. Like, I get it's Will Smith. That's why I was kind of pissed. Like, oh, fuck, they cast Will Smith. Because I already know the mask was not going to be in it a lot in the movie because it's Will Smith. You know what I mean? Shit, in my personal opinion, they could have cast not anyone, but they could have cast so many people for that role. It still made him a focused character, you know what I mean? Give a new actor a chance for that. They could have saved so much money. They could have had better. They could have cast someone way less famous and then used that money for some better fucking fight sequences, you know what I mean? You know, what else was wrong with this fucking, the first movie, man? Jared Leto's Joker, they didn't show him enough. That's one thing too, because I was actually excited to see the new Joker because, like, to me he looks creepy as fuck. I think he did a good job, like, with the mannerisms and the gestures and the facial expressions and shit like that, but when it came to his dialogue, it sucked. It really did. Because, like, for instance, like, the scene where, like, he was interrogating, you know, I forgot the dude's last name, but the dude who played the security guard, I thought that scene was pretty creepy until he talked. Cause like this, like when he was like looking up and down, purring, and then sits on his lap smiling, that is disturbing. But again, he had shitty dialogue. Like, fuck his, like, he did not talk like him good at all. It sounded like he was trying to like sound like fucking what's his name? Keith Ledger. You know what I mean? Cause I get it. I get it. Like, it's some hard shoes to fill ever since that guy took on that role. You know what I mean? But hey, dude, what can you say, man? I can't wait for the new Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix. Like, you know what I mean? That looks like it's going to be a good movie. It looks beautiful. You know what I mean? But who knows? Looks like a good trailer, but who knows what it's going to be. Maybe they're going to have a twist at the end. Who knows? I can't wait for that. But anyways, back to Suicide Squad. We will go through like each character, actually. This is what I'm going to do. Let's talk about Will. About Joker. Yeah, let's finish Joker out while we're on this asshole Jared Leto. Because I was excited to see this Joker. Because you know what thing I did like about this Joker? I liked his fucking henchmen. I think his henchmen look very cool. It's like they did all this cool shit. Like, cause I liked the Joker's look. I did. Maybe there was too many tattoos, but dude, I like the fact. He wore grills because, you know what I mean. Because I heard that in the original version, it was insinuated that Batman knocked all his teeth out. That's why he wore grills. You know what I mean? And it's like, damn, why didn't they keep that in the movie? I get why, because I guess the original version was too dark and they wanted to appeal to children too, or make it lighthearted and fun a little bit, like Guardians. But man, god damn, they dropped the ball on this Joker, dude, man. Because, like, this gangster look, it's like, okay, because real shit, people don't realize there are gangsters that are just as fucked up as the Joker, man. Cause like, for instance, like these, like cartels, like and shit, like they're like Mexican, like gang leaders. They do some horrible shit. You know what I mean? Like, you ever see that movie Savages and shit like that? What, Salma Hayek and the dude, and Quicksilver from Avengers was in it, and Gambit was in it, and Benicio del Toro was in it, and like, man, there was a scene in it where like they lit this dude on fire, but before they lit him on fire, they were like taunting him, like fucking with him, like, you know what I mean, mentally torturing him before they lit him on fire and shit, like we're gonna light you on fire, but not yet. And it's like, you know what I mean? So I could picture the Joker being like this, a gangster, because gangsters are fucked up, just as fucked up as the Joker, a lot of them. You know what I mean? They do some horrible shit. You know what I mean? So I could have saw that, but they dropped the ball on it, of course. I don't think we saw the Joker kill anybody in this. Oh, yeah, he killed Common. Okay. Yeah. He did kill Common with a gun. It was stupid. That was a retarded scene, if you ask me. It wasn't that great of a scene. I liked Common, but man. And another thing they fucked up was, I think they did a lot of, they know what they did to promote that movie a lot, I noticed. They did a lot of fucking, they promoted it with rumors. You feel me? They said King Shark was going to be in it. They made you think, they let everyone believe that, what's his name? Clint Eastwood's son, Scott Eastwood, was possibly playing Nightwing or the first Robin. You know what I mean? They made us think that, you know what I mean? They just did too much to make us think, you know what I mean? Like, talking about, like, you know what I mean? Because they were like, you know, like, his character, like, you know, is under wraps. Like, and it was like a big secret, like, who the fuck Scott Eastwood was playing. And it was just, dude, he was just playing a soldier number one. Like, what type of stupid shit is that? You know? And then they made you believe, like, they made us think that Common was playing the Tattooed Man because, dude, they legit dressed this dude up to look like the Tattooed Man. And it's like, what the fuck? You know? And then you had the Enchantress's brother. It's like, dude, you could have used anybody. You could have used Solomon Grundy, you know what I mean? For, if anything, you know, for that character. But whatever, man. Or even use that character as King Shark or something. You know, if they needed a big character, but whatever. Anyways. Let's talk about, okay, let's talk about this asshole Deadshot, man. Why the fuck did him and Harley Quinn need so many intros, man? That was retarded. They could have used that scene for so much shit. It's ridiculous, man. Again, I liked how he looked in the movie, but he didn't wear the fucking mask enough. You know what I mean? I don't know. I have not much to say about him. Shout out to Will Smith. Harley Quinn. Margot Robbie, get it, you know what I mean? When I look at her, she makes me want to jack off to, like, porn that look like her, because, you know, there's, like, fucking Harley Quinn porn, you know, bitches dressed like Harley Quinn getting fucked, you know, in pornos, but she looked good for the part. It's just, them booty shorts was not working for her. Her, like, you need an ass to have booty shorts, and she didn't have an ass, so it looked retarded, and it looked like she just had an extra back, you know what I mean? Beer break. This episode is sponsored by Budweiser. Anyways, another thing was weird was like when she fucking did like the suit up scene and then her hair was done up, and it's like, how did that happen? You know what I mean? That's why it was like kind of ridiculous. Talk about Boomerang. Nothing complained about him, actually. He was pretty dope in that movie. Shout out to him. No complaints. El Diablo, pretty cool. Katana, sexy. But why the fuck? My thing was, is like, they didn't show her use the soul taking sword, like taking any souls. They showed it in the commercials, but my thing was, is like, they should have just deleted every fucking scene that mentioned that she fucking takes souls from the sword if they weren't going to show it. You know what I mean? They deleted a lot of shit that was supposed to be in this movie. So why they just they could have just got rid of that. Save time and energy. Killer Croc, cool. I like Killer Croc. I always wanted to see Killer Croc in a movie. But again, like, There's another thing about this movie. It's like I get it's not rated R, but it's like, if this is a movie that should have been rated R, because you got a guy who bites people, eats pieces of candy. You're supposed to see blood. You got a fucking bitch smacking people up the head with a fucking, with a baseball bat, even though they were fighting zombies. But it's like everyone had like a weapon, like that you would have to see in to use on someone in a movie, and it would have to be rated R. So it was kind of like, you know what I mean? Enchantress. Cara Delevingne's fucking sexy, but I didn't get it. You know what I mean? Like, why her as the main villain? I don't know. I mean, her look looked great. I hate when they do that, when like they use that look and she looks so good and frightening, but it's like, damn, they could have used that in a horror movie. You know what I mean? Just like when they did with Fan Four Stick. Like the Dr. Doom's look. I like Dr. Doom, how he looked in the movie, but it's like, damn, they should have used that for a different movie instead of for Dr. Doom, you know? Joel Kinnaman, I already said what I had to say. What the fuck is her name? Viola Davis. Yeah, she was pretty cool. I talked about that. I just didn't get the scene where, like, she shot all those people with, like, why were they there if they weren't supposed to know? I guess she was going to kill him in the beginning. Let's talk about Slipknot. My man Adam Beach, man. They did my man dirty in that motherfucking movie, man. And, like, I get he was the guy that was supposed to be killed and off early, and we weren't supposed to know shit about him, but it's like, damn, that just made people want to know more about the character, you know what I mean? Hold on a sec. Beer break. Oh, man. Okay. Back to my man Slipknot. It's like, damn, they gave this guy this shitty character that with a shitty look and gave him this cool look. And that's how they do this guy. I mean, I get they killed him off, him trying to escape. Because you knew there was going to be scene like that. You know what I mean? The show, like, they get a head explosion. We have to have a head explosion scene. Come on. You know what I mean? It wouldn't be a Suicide Squad movie if you didn't get a head explosion. But they could at least gave the character some just due in it. Like, for instance, this is ways they could have gave this character some just due. Just a couple minutes. Because they said they filmed the scene. For instance, like, no, they should have did. They should have fucking, when they did that introduction scene, like, gave him the flashbacks, they should have not given Enchantress one of those, because to me it was pointless, because they introduced her in that scene where in the restaurant, and then the next scene they introduced Enchantress again. It's like she got like more than one intro scene. It's like, what? That was retarded. So me, it was like, I would have just like deleted her scene and gave Adam Beach a scene, gave him a scene, you know what I mean, quick little scene, you know what I mean, and then go to Rick Flag, and then ended with, and I didn't even tell you about the witch, and then cut to the scene they did at the Pentagon or whatever, and shit like that, you know what I mean, bam, he has a little bit more minutes. Shout out to Adam Beach, he got more minutes, thanks to me, if I was the director of that shit. And then what I would do was, what I would do is then the scene where he's talking to Boomerang, what I would do is, like, because to me it made no sense. Fuck, hold on, let me pause this. I got a phone call. Okay, yeah, I'm back. Okay, my boy Slipknot. What was I saying? Fuck, I forgot that fast. It's gonna take a second. Oh, yeah. Okay, the scene before when he was talking to Boomerang, this would have made way more sense. Okay, instead of just him walking up to him and just saying, my game, just, you know what I mean, get, instead of getting to the point, quit being lazy with the writing. Make it seem like they know each other, you know what I mean? Because they just, so that way it makes sense why he believed them, that it's not, the bombs wasn't real. You see what I mean? How I would do it would be like this. He walks up on him, is like, hey, how's it going? You know what I mean? He's like, hey, it's been a while. You know what I mean? It's been a while, you know what I mean? You know, how did you get caught? You know what I mean? So that way, say if you didn't go with the fucking intro segment, the flashback segment. This is what you also do, that to describe what he did. Like, he's like, oh, how did you get caught? Oh, I got caught by this person so-and-so doing this. And then, bam, there you go. You learn how he got there. They didn't show him have a little thing just like everybody else, but there you go. Bam, right there. Fucking idiots. See? But anyways, it's like, he tells him, talking some more, and then they bring up the like thing, and then show him escape. Or what you could do is, which I would do would make more sense, because in the extended cut, he gets killed and then they start planning how to get away. And it's like, that makes no sense. You all know the bombs are real now and you get your head blown off. So why would you plan afterwards after knowing that's going to, you're going to get killed? So this would make more sense. This is if they kept the, this is kind of different if they keep the extended cut or don't keep the extended cut. This is what I would do. Have them, he's talking shit, they're talking, and then have the ball interacting. Slipknot's still alive. They're all talking about escaping and shit like that. And then when it gets to the first fight, because to me it's like, why would he escape then? Like what he did, because even if the bombs weren't real, they could just shoot you down. What, how did he just like, why would you gamble on that? So anyways, this is what I would do. I would keep it like, he makes it to like the first fight scene. They all have the fight scene and shit like that. Maybe you see like a small scene. And then what I would do is while the fight scene is, there's a fucking, a soldier right next to him and shit. And he just like, kind of like basically like does the same thing. Like, cause in the movie, when he escapes, he kicks the guy. And that's all they show. They cut it to the scene where, because if you watch the behind the scene footage, what he did was he did this move where like he basically kind of like pushed the guy in the head to the point where it jerked and he broke his neck. He jerked so hard that he broke his neck. Show that shit. You know what I mean? And then bam, that's when he tries to escape during the battle, thinking no one's paying attention, but Rick Flag sees it and then blows his head off. And then that's when you have the scene where Rick Flag gets dragged away. Like that, I mean, that makes more sense why they would drag, he would like lose, like, you know what I mean? That makes way more sense. And then at the end of it, after all that, you know what I mean? Like he's, Boomerang tries to steal the watch and then, that. And then that's when like, Diablo, being the caring character he is, he looks up like, what about him, Holmes? And then Boomerang is like, ah, fuck him. Like, fuck him. He was going to leave us. They're all just like, nah, fuck him. Fuck him. He was just going to leave us. It was my plan in the first place. Bam, there you go. Gave the character a little bit more development. Know what I mean? But yeah, like, the movie could have been better. It wasn't great. Not enough Joker. Not enough killing. Oh, man, dude. Like, they had all the soldiers in it and shit like that. I get it. Real luck, I didn't mind the soldier part, because some people hated the fact they had soldiers, because it's like, why not send the soldiers in? Which they do have a point. That was stupid as fuck. But I think that part was a homage to the original Suicide Squad, because the original Suicide Squad, people don't know, was like really soldiers. Until no one was reading them, so they canceled it, and then they relaunched it, but with supervillains. So it was kind of like a homage to the original, but so fuck it, But it was stupid, because you think about it, the whole plan was basically to get a helicopter on the fucking roof. It's like, that made no sense, because there was two helicopters, only one got shot down. The other helicopter could have just landed on her, walked in, got Amanda Waller, and put her on the fucking plane and been out of there. It was a retarded synopsis, man. Man, I don't know what he was thinking, man. But, I mean, we all know, because he only had 6 weeks to write it. But, hey, dude, that was stupid as hell. But let's get back to my man Slipknot. I fucked with Slipknot heavy. I don't know why, but I don't know. That's because I think I have this weird fascination with like people being choked to death. You know what I mean? Cause just imagine this guy Oh yeah, they also said that this guy was like a serial rapist in the original version. I don't know. I mean, I can picture it, but hey, it's whatever. So anyways, Slipknot, you just imagine that guy just like using his gun to like jump in the air like Batman, and then just hiding in the shows and jumping down and strangling motherfuckers, man. That would have been cool to fucking see, man. In a Suicide Squad movie, bro. Shit. Hold on, let me find a beer. Where's the cold one at? There was a cold one. Ah, here it is. This is probably gonna be my last beer of the day, but anyways, yeah, man. Adam Beach is a dope actor. Hold on, let me open this beer. It's like, come on, you did the guy from Joe Dirt that dirty in the movie? Like, come on, man. Come on, son. Like, come on, son. Like, come on, man. That's Kickin' Wang. My man was in Law and Order. Like, SVU, the best kind. Nah, they did my man like that, though. They gave him braids, and they did him like that. But, hey, that's Hollywood for you. It is what it is. I mean, that guy's still working, getting gigs and shit, you know what I mean? Shout out to Adam Beach. I want to shout out to, what's her name? Karen Fukunaga, the chick who played Katana. She's sexy as fuck. She's playing in that new show, The Boys. I can't wait to see that shit. Yeah, man, but it's crazy to me because I watched like all these videos on YouTube about like how people would have like, this is how I would have did the movie. And it's like, man, every idea damn near was like better than this movie. You know what I mean? Oh, man. Shit, David Ayer. I like David Ayer. Street Kings is my shit. You know? But, hey, that's what happens when you rush shit. They did a shitty movie. But my thing is, I'm afraid that I'm not, I'm scared that I'm not confident on this new one. I'm sorry. Like, because let's be real. These movies are not going to be as good as the animated movies. Like, I don't like, cause they're afraid to just go with that rated R with the movies. And not saying you can't make a balls out good movie with, PG-13. I think you can. Me personally, I've seen movies where they've done that, where there was a lot of action and they fuck it, but it wasn't, you know what I mean? Rated R. They could have done that, but it's just, they only had like, what was it like? They only had three fight scenes. The last fight scene sucked. He was like, "Lady, you are evil." I'm like, "Really, bro? That's the famous catch line we're going with before the final battle." And then you know what I mean? Like, I think the scene in the office building was actually my favorite fight scene, but the problem is it wasn't long enough. Like, you feel me? That was the best one, but it wasn't long enough. Mm-mm-mm. That's what I'm saying, man. It's just you know what I mean? That's why I'm like, I don't know, this dickhead James Gunn is trying to make it like Suicide. I mean, he's trying to make Suicide Squad like Guardians. It's like, oh, you fucking asshole, dude. I don't know to be excited for this shit or not. I don't know. I mean, I love DC. Aquaman was the shit. Shout out to Aquaman. I just bought that movie's the shit. I can't wait to see this new fucking Batman. Wonder Woman 2's coming out. Man, Gal Gadot is sexy as fuck, bro. Oh my gosh. I didn't think she was that sexy because I'm not into skinny girls, but man, I don't know, man. Something's just going on in my life where I'm just attracted to them tall, skinny girls. Oh man, like Rico Nasty. That bitch is sexy as hell. Shit, my balls are just tightening right now. Just thinking about Gal Gadot, Rico Nasty. Man, but I guess I'm out because I don't know what the fuck else to say, man. Shout out to Suicide Squad. I love Suicide Squad. Big fan of the whole idea. I love Attack on Arkham. I love Suicide Squad. Hell to pay, but these live action flicks, they need to step their game up. I'm out. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Justice League, the episode Task Force X. Pretty dope episode. Watch that too.